The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are we doing today?
We're doing great. We're doing great. It's a great day here at Dickey Broadcasting. We're real happy here at Extra 106.3 FM, the home of Fox News Radio, and Atlanta's only conservative news talk station that's left here in Atlanta.
That's right.
So we have a little different take on things, but that's probably good, right? Everybody wants to hear a different side.
But anyway, we're
happy to have with us. You know, every year we try to do our best during the Christmas season, we try to help the Salvation Army get their word out with all the good work they do, and of course, Must Ministries and that kind of thing. So we're just not doing all the businesses every week, but once in a while, we like to do great organizations and people who are doing great things to help the community. And this week, of course, is no exception. And for years, we've always had the Marietta Greek Festival here on the All Four Seasons Home Show, right?
That's right.
And you've been a patron of the Marietta Greek Festival for many years.
That's right. And I know that it's also very special to you. You've been a big part of it at times over the years, too. So
it was a long time ago, but, you know, we've passed the mantle on to the next generation. God bless them.
Right. You got to do it at some point, right?
Yes, absolutely. But we're very happy to have with us here Father Michael Tischel from Holy Transfiguration Greek Orthodox Church. Father, welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show, and thank you for taking the time to come out and tell our audience all about this year's Marietta Greek Festival.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and it's a pleasure to be here and to share a little bit, and looking forward to the conversation.
Absolutely. And you know, for those of people who may not be that familiar with the festival, how long has it been going on? What year is this? It's coming into quite if it's been around a long time, right? What, since about 1989 or something like that?
That sounds about right. Yeah, yep. I was going to say, you almost gave me a panic attack because my wife is the one who's good with dates. I'm kind of work outside of time, as
right.
it were. But
right.
yes, yeah, but probably about 1989.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. So every year, and we like to say that it's Cobb County's most delicious festival. People love the food, don't they, Dan?
Well, listen, there's a lot more we're going to talk about what goes on, but for me, the food is what's
where it's at.
Is just absolutely killer. It is amazing, and I love Greek food anyway. So to get all that Greek food, if it's somebody that has not had a lot of experience with Greek food, I mean, what a great place to come.
Well, you're from Detroit. That's a Greek town in Detroit. A lot of Greeks in Detroit.
Well, no, I mean, again, for me, I love Greek food. Like I said, you don't have to sell me, but I think, you know, some people just really don't even know about it.
Right.
And if you come, that Greek, they do food right, and a lot. And Jim, you know, you I know this from you. I mean, a lot of these restaurants around town, you don't know it. A lot of these good restaurants are owned by Greek people.
Right.
I mean, the Greeks know their food, and they know how to cook food, and they know how to make you happy with their food.
Absolutely. But before we get into all the Greek food, what I like to do is I'd like to ask Father Michael to give us a short bio on himself and how, you know, a little bit about your life, how you came to the clergy, and Holy Transfiguration, and you know, let our audience know a little bit about you before we get going on the festival.
Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Well, I'm actually born and raised up in Boston, Massachusetts, so I'm a New Englander, and my folks actually are not from there. My father is originally from Brooklyn, New York. My mom's originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I have a little bit of an unconventional background, I would say. My last name, Tischel, is not short for Tischelopoulos. it is actually a Yiddish name, believe it or not, which means little table. So, or as we Greeks say, trapezakis. That would be the Greek translation. But little table, so both my parents actually come from Jewish backgrounds. They were children of the 60s. They were hippies back in the day, and they kind of stumbled around in different spiritual traditions, and then finally ended up becoming Eastern Orthodox, becoming Orthodox. So I was 2 years old when that happened. So I was baptized when I was 2 years old into the Orthodox Christian tradition. My father is actually a priest as well. My mother's a nurse, retired nurse. And so I think just seeing my father's sacrifice growing up and his love for the faith and also, you know, for his ministry, I think planted some seeds along the way for me in my own journey. But I didn't start out that way. I actually majored in English literature as an undergrad in a small liberal arts school up in Boston known as Gordon College. I played high school lacrosse. I also wrestled, and then I played college lacrosse for a couple of years. And it was about halfway through my college career in lacrosse that I ended up tearing my ACL, busted my knee, and ended up having to be the glorified water boy on the sidelines, cheering my teammates on while I was in recovery there, in physical therapy. And that that kind of semi-humiliating role shift turned me on to kind of a little bit more of a service-oriented way of looking at life. You know, I was very focused on working out every day, being with my teammates, the excitement of being on the team and the possibility of starting and all that. And then all of a sudden, here I am having to hand, you know, water to my teammates as they're coming off the field. They get all the glory. I'm in this kind of service position that I didn't even ask for. And but I think that was kind of God's, you know, way of tapping me on the shoulder and saying, hey, you know, maybe you should be thinking a little bit more long term. And so that's when I ended up quitting the team. I had an amazing coach who was actually also my high school coach, Paul Richardson. He was a fiery Irish-American guy who would, you know, get into kind of some heated arguments during the games and kind of get in trouble with the refs sometimes. But he had a heart of gold, and he was a real mentor of mine. And when I went to his office, because he worked in the admin office at the college, I went to his office to tell him that I was going to be leaving the team and starting my track in theology and ministry. You know, we both shared some very tearful moments together. And, I still remember that as a very, you know, emotional but significant time where I kind of had to decide I'm leaving this part of my life aside and even these, you know, beloved mentors and friends who are my teammates. And I'm now moving on into this unknown place of service and of ministry, but it was the best, you know, decision I could have made. And I almost don't even feel like I made the decision. I feel like, you know, again, I was just being led in a particular direction. And
And now you still got a great coach.
Oh, oh my gosh, if I could tell you how many amazing mentors and coaches I've had and continue to have.
Talking about the ultimate coach.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because, the ultimate coach is where it's at. Yeah. And then everybody else is sort of, hopefully.
An assistant.
Yeah. An assistant, yeah. Exactly. That's a great way of putting it.
Well, we appreciate you sharing that. What an interesting path,
that's
life
right.
path, huh, Dan? Yeah. You know, that's what you call a true calling because obviously he was led.
Oh gosh, it's got to be the nationality, right? But it doesn't have to be a nationality thing.
It's
right?
a faith.
I mean, it's a faith
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. But anyway, getting back to the festival. You know, everybody loves the food, but Cobb County's most delicious festival. Tell us about some of the more more popular dishes there at the festival.
Man, now you got me. Now you got me talking about. You know, the moment you said that, I feel like I just started. salivating a little. As you guys were talking about the food, I have to say that the phrase that comes to mind is edible love.
Right. Oh yeah.
You know, that's what, you know, when we talk about Greek food and not just Greek food, but certainly, you know, I know Greek food pretty well, and it's just this feeling of like they love hospitality, philoxenia, right?
Right.
They love giving, you know, showing hospitality and doing that through food. And so it's like when you get this food, you're not just it's you know, there's something in that food that makes it, you know,
special.
It makes it special. So I mean, if we're talking about souvlaki, right, which is the delicious, kind of like what a lot of people know as is like chicken kebabs or something like that.
Shish kebabs.
You know, the kind of the skewers with chicken, and oftentimes they'll have different vegetables, green peppers, onions, you know, all deliciously grilled, you know, on a grill to perfection with different spices, oregano and olive oil and You know, salt and seasonings, kind of just
and
making.
The tzatziki sauce.
Oh, and then so then you could easily have the souvlaki unaccompanied, right? You put a little lemon on it, but if you want to take it the extra notch, you get some tzatziki sauce, which is kind of chocked full of garlic. It's you know, it's yogurt based, Greek yogurt based dip, cucumbers, garlic. What else? What are some of the seasonings?
Tell Jim every year. Somebody could make a fortune by bottling that up and selling it to the public as a condiment. That should be a staple condiment in everybody's refrigerator.
I know, but the thing is that if it were a staple condiment in everybody's refrigerator, I'm not sure you'd get the same experience.
The same kick.
The same kick, yeah. There's something about the fresh,
right.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You know, kind of spicy garlic, you know. Flavor,
right,
but
right.
It's just yeah,
just like with skordaya, you know,
the potato based yeah
with the fish and mm-hmm. everything. Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
oh my goodness,
the gyros, right?
The gyros,
right.
Yep,
yeah,
and they're going with a slightly different gyro meat this year.
Oh,
so
really?
People are familiar with so a lot of people call them gyros. They're not mm-hmm. pronounced gyro. That's why mm-hmm. we have a local establishment in town, Gyro Village. They spell it Y-E-E-R-O, right?
Right.
But gyros, you know, could be with pork, it could be with chicken, could be with lamb or a mix of all those. And they're going with a slightly different vendor this year, which I think is going to be a good choice. So I highly recommend the gyro sandwich. Yeah.
And of course, you have the casseroles, right? The pastizo.
We could stop for a minute and just enjoy thinking about this.
I know.
Pastizio is, it's a kind of a creamy.
Which I love that.
Oh, it's incredible. It's,
yeah, and the Greek potatoes with the lemon.
Yes. A little lemon, a little salt, a little, you know, olive oil. I mean, so, Greeks know how to cook. Yeah.
Yes, they do. But anyway, folks, if you're just joining us, we're here with Father Michael from Holy Transfiguration Greek Orthodox Church, who's took the time to come in and talk to us about the upcoming Marietta Greek Festival that's going to be happening next weekend. Dan, I know you're a patron of the festival, so I know you have a lot to say about this in the next segment. So folks, don't go away, because you're going to hear from a testimonial from Dan, who has been at the festival just about every year since its inception. We'll be right back.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Nearkus. And Dan, we want to remind everybody to download the Extra 106.3 FM app to be able to stream anytime, any place, right?
That's right. When you're on the road, you could be driving all over this country and turn it on. You could be in another country.
Absolutely. Jim. Absolutely. And also, as well as being on the FM, we're simulcast, which also means we're on 12:30 a.m. simultaneously when the FM is on. So there's no excuse not to hear the show, Dan.
There's not. There's absolutely not. There's a lot of different ways to listen to us. So whatever's convenient for you, hopefully you get on and see who we've had on and help you make some good decisions around the house. And then today, we've got some special ones that we do that they're a little bit on the seasonal side, right?
Trying to support the community, right?
That's right.
We have interesting shows. We have educational shows. We have money-saving shows. But today's show is a delicious show.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Great. For those of you who just may be joining us, Father Michael's here from Holy Transfiguration Greek Orthodox Church in East Cobb, the sponsor of the very famous and well-known Marietta Greek Festival that's been around since about 1989 every year. And, you know, Father, the food is homemade by the parishioners for the most part, and that's amazing. You're feeding thousands of people. How does that happen? How do you do it? How do you get it done?
Yeah, well, it's really one of my favorite. It is my favorite event of the year. Well, I would say what some people know as Greek Easter or what we call Pascha is actually my favorite event of the year, but this is a close second. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that we do is, first of all, come together as a community. I mean, that's a huge thing. Like no other event in the life of our community, you know, you see people coming out of the woodwork to help, and there's really just a spirit of community, a spirit of joy that kind of almost takes over, you know, the whole parish. And you know, we start cooking and preparing the food, you know, months in advance. And basically what they'll do is they'll They'll make the spanakopita, the spinach pie, or they'll make the domadas. They'll roll the domadas, thousands of domadas, the little
stuffed grape leaves.
And they'll do that all, and then they'll freeze them. They'll put them in the freezer, and we got a nice big walk-in freezer. And then, you know, once the festival rolls around, they'll take them out, they'll heat them up, and they're you know, good as new. They're completely fresh and hand-wrapped, hand-skewered, handmade. Everything is just, you know, pretty much from scratch. So what you're getting is a real homemade experience. This is not a, you know, kind of an industrial restaurant type of experience. This is you know, from your mother's kitchen, from Yaya's kitchen, which is the Greek word for grandmother. So it's a mass produced homemade experience.
Well, you know what I think has always surprised a lot of people who visit the Greek festival, and they know that the church sponsors it, is they have, because it's such an extravaganza for 3 days, so much food to be prepared, so much preparation in so many ways, they have the perception that there's thousands of members at this parish, yep, like there is at the big Catholic churches or the big Baptist churches. But it's not.
That's
how
correct.
Many families are at Holy Transfiguration now?
Yeah, we have approximately 400 families on the right. books. And, you know, we've got some folks that are not officially kind of formally registered members, but it's not, you know, by kind of conventional Catholic Church size, it's not a very large parish. So you're right. It's something that everybody kind of bands together.
It's really amazing how they come together
exactly.
and make it happen
yes,
every year.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And people bond. People get to know each other that maybe no other time of the year they would have gotten to know each other as well,
right?
So friends and people baptize each other's kids.
Yes.
And they have the pareja, and you're right.
And folks from, you know, friends of parishioners will join in on the volunteering. It becomes, you know, something where, you know, people get to know our community through volunteering, and it's a really special experience, not only for our own parishioners, but even for their friends and neighbors and community members. And it's a truly, you know, broader community experience.
Well, with the food, you know, Dan, as you know, they have all the different dinners, and also they have a lot of the street food, the gyros, souvlaki, you know, things like that, that you can, you know, the tiropitas, the cheese pie, the spanakopita, the things you can just kind of grab. But the pastries are also notorious for the pastries, right? You've sampled the pastries, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm a big baklava fan myself, but they've got those, you know, you guys know the names for all this stuff. Some of I either mispronounce them or I don't know the name, but
as
the
long
donuts,
as you enjoy them.
Right?
Those lucumadas.
The donuts, and then they're kind of like a cookie, right? Some of the cookie type things. But and you do a great job of, you know, you can get some of that stuff to go too, and get several different things to take with you and try out, so you can try all the desserts out.
That's right.
Well, Father, you know, there's a multitude of pastries, desserts, and Dan just touched on something I think is very important. It's amazing, isn't it? You're completely set up for takeout.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just drive by, get it, and go.
That's correct.
Or while they're there, they want to take stuff with them. Even after they've ate there, they leave. So you got the styrofoam boxes and the napkins that you've, right? Talk about that, how easy it is to stop by. You know, if you don't want to get around and you don't want to get involved with the crowds and that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
you still are set up efficiently for takeout, carryout, right?
That's exactly right, yeah. And we have multiple kind of contact points, multiple lines that people can, you know, get different items, different, whether it's the pastries or whether it's the kind of savory food items that you could do either to sit in, either outdoors under our, you know, comfortable tents, or even indoors, you know, for those who don't want to be out in the sun or anything like that, to be in some air conditioning. And then, of course, yeah, we do have options for takeaway. So there are multitudes of options for ordering food, both for sit-in and for takeout, and it makes it very easy. The lines really aren't super long. You know, sometimes during peak hours they can be on the longer side, but again, it's a very efficient process. We've got a great team of people that are kind of ushering you through and making it a pretty simple and pretty efficient process.
I feel like that, talking about the lines too, I mean, there's times where it looks like that line is really
right.
going to take a long time, but it's amazing
it
how
goes
fast
through.
It goes
mm-hmm.
through.
That's right.
You know, and you do a great job with that. Just the amount of food that is being given out to people and as quickly and efficiently as it is done.
Fresh, homemade.
It reminds
warm.
Me of the Masters a little bit. If you've ever been to the Masters, right? Yeah. They have all those people, the line goes so fast, and they've got everything just moving. And I think that's a big deal because you don't want to sit in line for 30 minutes and wait for your food, you know, in that situation.
It's a well olive oiled machine.
Yes, it is. And speaking of a well olive oiled machine, thousands of people go to the Greek festival in those 3 days. How is that facilitated is quite incredible. You actually have parking on several sites, right?
Mm-hmm.
Free parking. You don't charge people for the parking.
That's correct.
And you have beautiful, clean, efficient shuttles constantly picking them up, bringing them back. Talk about that a little bit. How easy you make it to come to the Marietta Greek Festival.
That's exactly right. Of course, if there are folks that live within walking distance, you can always walk to the festival, which plenty of people do from around the neighborhood. But if you do want to drive, we do have a number of parking lots available, which you can, you know, find out all that information on our website. It's actually MariettaGreekFestival.com. And then, yes, we have, I believe this year, 5 beautiful shuttles that shuttle people back and forth. So you don't have to walk from your parking. And then it makes it very easy. It's free of charge. And you just hop in the shuttle, go to the festival whenever you want. They have, you know, shuttle lines that are constantly taking people back and forth to the parking lot. So it's very efficient. It's very easy. Makes it easy to visit. You don't have to worry about the hassle of finding a parking spot, you know, nearby. And it's a beautiful way to do it.
Dan, you've always been impressed with the efficiency of how they handle thousands of people, prepare food, serve food, the parking, the shuttles, and all that.
Well, you know, it's not easy. And when there's places that do this stuff every day, right, you could become efficient at something, but to just do it once a year for 3 days and be efficient to me is very impressive. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just, it's hard to get that moving right out of the gate and keep it going. But whether you're getting shuttled in, right, the speed in which you get shuttled in, whether it's once you get there and you're kind of going through the front gates, or whether you're getting your food, I mean, it is very efficient. And you know, one thing that I know you have not brought up yet, but there's also some other vendors and that are selling other things,
shopping
there's stuff. Mm-hmm.
You know, Angela loves the shopping.
Oh yeah, listen, most women do. And then the stuff for the kids too.
Right.
So I mean,
yeah. Well, Father, take off on the shop. What about the shopping?
Absolutely.
Tell people.
Yeah, well, we have a beautiful Olympic Hall that was recently built, which is basically our state of the art gym facility. It's a huge gym that has now been completely sold out with vendors. And so that will be chocked full of vendors from, you know, all parts of the country that are coming in, both vendors of, homemade, and beautifully crafted items, of Greek origin, but also, vendors who are selling other items, clothing items, arts and crafts items.
Beautiful jewelry, right?
Beautiful
gold jewelry.
Yep.
And it's climate controlled. It's very comfortable. If you want to come in there and get out
exactly.
of the elements a little
it's
bit.
It's a break.
It's beautiful.
That's
yeah.
exactly right. And so we've got some wonderful vendors, some wonderful exhibits, it's a wonderful opportunity.
And good deals, right?
And excellent deals. There's also a food demonstration that happens right outside mm-hmm. of the vendors, so you can learn how to prepare your own
excellent
Greek dishes, spanakopita, and different things like that. And there are a number of other exhibits, iconography, which is our religious artwork. There's an actual iconographer, somebody who paints this religious artwork, who's selling the religious art, but also will demonstrate how this is done in a very specific way, and a number of other different exhibits and demonstrations as well. And then for the kids, we've got all sorts of, we've got face painting, we've got all sorts of fun things for them to be able to participate in and have a good time. So it's not just for adults by any means. That kids will enjoy themselves very much as well.
It's definitely something for the whole family.
Exactly.
Whether you're 9 or 90, right? You'll enjoy the Marietta Greek Festival.
Well, I think
you take the whole family. Every time you go, you have a whole posse with you. Your parents,
do.
Your in-laws.
Yeah, we usually do. But there are times where, man, you just can't get there and spend the time you would normally like. And I mean, usually that's not what happens with my family, but mm-hmm. there has been a couple times where it's just because of the weekend or whatever, all I can do is get in there and get some quick food and get out.
Yep.
And so whether that's what you want to do and you just want to go get a meal and taste some of this food, or you want to spend 4 or 5 hours over there, I think you have enough going on to keep you busy for 4 or 5 hours, or keep the kids busy for a couple hours at least.
Absolutely.
And then go eat and, you know, tour the church, or, exactly. or watch the dancing, or get with the vendors, or, you know, I didn't even know about the cooking, but that was something man, I wouldn't mind learning how to cook.
It's
some
pretty
of this
neat.
Food.
Yeah, you get to see how it's all done.
Yeah, they're all set up. They have a mic and they're talking about the ingredients. And one of the things that they have in the hall, I believe, Father, correct me if I'm wrong, is the Bacalico, right? The Bacalico is.
In the hall,
Greek grocery store, you know, where they can
yes.
buy the spices, they can buy
the
orzo,
yes, yes.
or
yes.
if they want to make
absolutely.
So when they hear about how to make it, they can get the things and take them home.
That's
like
right,
the grocery store.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So I mean, yeah, you get a kind of full experience of being able to see how it's done and then be able to actually do it yourself for sure. For sure.
And of course, you touched on something that believe it or not, you know, you talk about how people love the food, they love the pastries, right? You know what has turned out over the years to be the biggest attraction that people just love is the church tours. Talk about the church. We have them lined up for the church tours. You wouldn't believe, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk yeah. No, I appreciate you mentioning that. And I was going to mention that, you know, we've got in addition to the vendors and everything and the food, we have the wonderful entertainment, of course, you know, the Greek dancing mm-hmm. and the music. And so that's a whole nother element that you can enjoy in our beautiful kind of ancient Greek style amphitheater, which is a right. kind of a beautiful feature of our church campus. But what I would consider to be the silent heartbeat of the festival is the church and the church tours. And, you know, people talk about, well, what is that secret sauce that you put in the food? And I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you know, this whole idea of the Greek food is edible love, right? Mm-hmm. And I think if we're really going to kind of probe what's going on, you know, we can't avoid saying that at the heart of everything is really the faith, and that's really what pumps, like our physical heart, that's what pumps the blood to the rest of the body, as it were, and gives it that vivacity, gives it that life, gives it that joy. And so when you go in for the church tours, basically you line up right in front of the church, and a lot of people are surprised. They've passed by our church, you know, down on Trickham Road before, and they see it, you know, very briefly as they're driving by. They say, oh, it's a nice looking church from the outside, but when you actually walk in, it is a traditional Byzantine style, what's called domed cross and square church, and it really takes you back. I mean, it kind of, you look at it and you walk in the sanctuary, and it's not like anything you've experienced if you haven't been in a large Orthodox church before. And so, you know, the nice thing about the church tours is not only do you get to actually just visit the beautiful, peaceful, prayerful sanctuary, but you're also given a 20-minute, which is a significant amount of time, a 20-minute tour with a trained tour guide. So these tour guides know about the history of the Orthodox Christian tradition. They know about the theology. They know a little bit about the spirituality, about the architecture, about the art. And they give you this really full insight into, you know, what makes up our you know, faith tradition. And so, again, if you want to know, in my opinion, the secret sauce behind, you know, what makes the festival so joyful, so meaningful, so beautiful, so family-friendly, so delicious, it really all comes back to that silent heartbeat of the church tour. So I encourage everybody, you know, we usually have, you know, 5,000-6,000 people that come just for the church tours, in addition to all the folks that come just for food and things like that. I encourage you all to check that out. And to, just get a sense of what our faith tradition is about.
And the iconography inside the church is quite special. Not everybody can do that. They're brought in from another country, and there's every scene means something, right?
It's that's
a
right.
certain place, and
that's right.
So all the tour guides will explain all that. So it's you actually. Get into what you're looking at. You completely understand what you're seeing. So
that's exactly right.
And although that's not what we're trying. We don't convince anybody to do anything. But people have actually decided to convert to Orthodoxy after
that's
experiencing
right.
that. Right.
Yes, I've met a number of folks who. Again, we're not out there to proselytize or anything like that, to force anybody to join. But certainly a number of folks. You know, I think through again the joy that they experience, the hospitality they experience, and just the love that they experience, and especially after the church tours, they say, you know, maybe there's something here for me. And again, a lot of the folks, you know, there's a misconception out there that because we call, you know, the church Greek Orthodox, that it's only for Greeks. That could not be farther from the truth. I mean, again, I myself am not of Greek origin. That is our ancestry, but we really see ourselves as the universal, you know, Christian church in that respect. So it's a beautiful experience.
Well, you know, you mentioned something. If somebody has never been on the property, and Dan, I know you've always been impressed by this, I think it's George's only official Greek amphitheater right there on the property.
Must be, yeah.
I don't know, Jim.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they come, they go, oh my goodness, you got an amphitheater.
I know.
And they use the amphitheater. You know, they bring in an authentic Greek band orchestra from up north.
Yep.
And they're constantly entertaining. And talk about the dancers, the different groups and stuff.
Yeah, Father. we have some amazing
entertainment, right? Constant entertainment.
And we, you know, the neat thing about the entertainment is it's all homegrown. It's all from our parish community. So we've got kids ranging from pre-K, you know, my own children. I have four children, a 7-year-old daughter, a 6-year-old son, and two 22-month-old twin boys. And so my own children participate in the dancing. They've started, you know, at pre-K, and they're continuing now in first and second grade. And the dancing is amazing. You'll see these little kids come out in the traditional Greek costumes. You know, they're just tiny little kids walking out there and doing this beautiful line dancing. And then you'll see all the way up to young adults. And the young adult entertainment is really special. I mean, it's not cute by any means.
Right.
They're lighting things on fire. They're dancing, you know, doing all sorts of almost, you know, semi-acrobatic kind of of dances. And but the nice thing about it is that it's a communal dance. So you'll see people holding hands, joining arms in this really beautiful communal way. And so it's really, you know, you always see, you know, the amphitheater is packed. So you got to get there early whenever they're doing the entertainment. That's all on the website. But you always see people with smiles on their faces because there's just this sense of community and joy that they're seeing.
And one thing I thought was always cool, they have an MC out there that when the different dance groups come up, the different age groups, they're explaining that dance and what that dance means. Each dance has a history. And the costumes, what part of Greece is from, right? It's kind of interesting.
Very meaningful. Yeah, it gives you not only the entertainment side of it and just the kind of more, you know, excitement of the dance, but you're getting a little bit of a sense of the origins. You know, they all come from different islands or different regions in Greece. They have different meaning. A lot of the dances are associated with festivals that come from our faith tradition, and so they'll explain that. And some of them are sad dances for when somebody has passed away and they're mourning. Others are joyful dances for celebration. So it you know, the dancing is not, it's not just kind of a free for all. It's very meaningful and very intentional. And you get a little bit of a sense of that from the explanations.
You know, Dan, when you have food, you got to have drinks. Have you ever partake in the drinks over there at the festival?
Well, you may have bought me one or two, Jim, over there in the past.
But there are beverages out there. Talk about the different beverages that we have out there at the Marietta Greek Festival.
Yeah, well, if one thing they can't accuse us of in our faith tradition, it's of you know, being teetotalers or anything like that. You know, of course, we're responsible in the way that we approach our alcohol. But you know, as the good book says, wine maketh glad the heart of man. So. You know, we got to remember that you know, this life is not just about, you know, sacrifice and everything, but, you know, enjoying it a little bit with good friends and in a communal and healthy and responsible way is a beautiful thing. And so, yeah, there's all sorts of beverages. There's, you know, I believe at least two, you know, full drink stations that folks can have traditional Greek beer, the Mythos and Alpha and some other unique beers, of course, ouzo and other kinds of Greek hard alcohol, and I mean all sorts of drinks, both authentically Greek and American as well, and so that's definitely an enjoyable.
And
part
we
of
have
the
all the soft drinks and sweet tea and bottled water,
exactly.
All that stuff.
Yep.
That's, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's a lot to
all ages.
Lot to pick from. Good,
yes.
Variety. The festival always has variety in every way.
Well, I'll That's tell you sure. What, you guys have really locked it in over the years. I mean, you know what you're doing now, right? I mean, there's probably the testing this, testing that, try a little of this, try a little of that.
Right,
but
right.
I mean, when you find success and you got it down, I mean, you know, this thing, I'm designing on cruise control. I know it's a lot of work, but at least you're not trying to figure out what to do anymore. I think you really have figured out what people want and what's the most successful things to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the music is quite impressive. It's always energetic. They bring a Greek orchestra in from up north every year, and it's it's always hopping. So it's really kind of an explosion of all the senses, isn't it, Father?
That's a good way of putting it.
You can smell the food, you see things, you hear things, you feel things, right?
That's a very good way of putting it. Yeah, it really is. It's a multi-sensory experience, and at the heart of it is really just that joy, that family-centered, community-centered, wholesome experience that I think is really what draws people year after year, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, once again, we're up against the break here, Dan. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to Father Michael from Holy Transfiguration Greek Orthodox Church, who's telling us all about the upcoming Marietta Greek Festival next weekend. So you make sure you plan on being there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the weekend after Mother's Day weekend. And we're going to be back with our last segment with more from Father Michael right after this break.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about Cobb County's most delicious festival, the Marietta Greek Festival, hosted by Holy Transfiguration Greek Orthodox Church in East Cobb. Been around here since 1989, probably the largest ethnic event in Northwest Georgia, Dan. If you've never been there, you got to go.
I know. Hey, you know, the other thing, too, is the weather. We need the weather to hold out. That is always a big deal. You know, that's the only thing that can ruin anything is when we get a bunch of rain.
But
right?
You know what? Bad weather. Those Greeks, rain or shine.
They'll be there either way. Everything will be there.
A lot of it's inside, too. So if it starts spring a little bit, you go inside, you do the shopping, you go see the church tour, go sit down inside and eat. You can, you know, there's a lot of inside stuff here. So
yeah, I just remember that one year it was just, you know, I can only remember it happened one time.
That's true with any festival.
It just rained, the whole thing. Right, you just go, you got to be kidding me. This is the... Yeah. Wrong weekend for that to happen.
But
let's pray, right? That doesn't happen.
Yeah. Now you were talking about you liked the Zorba show, didn't you?
No, I didn't. What is the Zorba show?
Well, the Zorba show, Dan, is a special show that's usually at Friday, Saturday night at a certain time, later in the evening, where they have the young adults that come in and they put on like a show like you would see in a nightclub in Athens. I mean, they're jumping and spinning and doing acrobatics, and there's a circle of fire, and they're actually playing out in an actual scene in a taverna, right? I mean, it's quite. I mean, people love it.
It's
very vibrant, exciting, and you don't know what's coming. I mean, people are flying through the air, and no, it's unbelievable.
It is. It's a lot.
It's
of fun.
Called the Zorba Show. It's kind of a Marietta Greek festival tradition every year, and it's. I believe they usually have it like about 9 o'clock at night on Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to miss that. Now,
is that our gym? Are you going to be one of the dancers?
No, I never was one of the dancers. I was an MC for many years.
Okay.
And that was it. But anyway, you know, one of the great things about the Marietta Greek Festival is the fact that they take a portion, Dan, of their proceeds, because there's a lot of operating expenses there. Everything has gone up and up, the tents, the food, everything. But they take their net profits and they make sure that a certain amount of that goes where, Father?
Yes, so this year we are going to be donating a portion of the income from the festival to two organizations. One is actually our local organization. It's called the Philoptochos. Philoptochos is the Greek word for loving those in need or loving the poor. And it's our charitable organization run by the women of our community. It's actually a chapter of a national organization. I believe it's the oldest national women's philanthropic organization in the country. So they do an incredible work, just an amazing job helping those in need. And so a portion is going to be given to them, as well as another wonderful organization from the Orthodox Christian tradition known as IOCC, which is International Orthodox Christian Charities. And they do amazing charitable work in international circles, especially with disaster relief or, in war-torn or conflicted countries. They'll help and they'll go in right on the front lines and help with relief and giving aid to the people in need. So two very, very, meaningful organizations that will be contributing to this year.
So you see all that work, all that preparation, and it all goes out to help people because that's what the Merida Greek Festival is all about.
Yeah, you know what? You throw a big party, have a lot of fun, and then do some good for some other people, right?
Exactly, exactly. So that's, that's wonderful. And, so every dollar you spend in there, you're going to, it's going to work
for our cause. Somewhere good, for sure.
Yeah, so we got something for everything. The kids, the older people, the shopping, the food, the drink, the entertainment, the music, the dancing, rain or shine. The shuttles, free parking, the shuttles come in. I mean, they've got all the bases covered, Dan.
Like I said, this is a well-oiled machine at this point. So when you come there, you expect all this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and you expect it to get done right. And it quite frankly, it does. So and again, I keep going back to the food, but you're gonna get a great meal. If you know that, and if that's all you get time for, then come on.
Father already mentioned this, but not only do you have a great food and entertainment, all that, but there's a vibe, there's a feeling over there. The community is very good at their hospitality, right? Making you feel welcome, and no matter how hard they're working or sweating or whatever, running around, because it's not a big parish, they always got a smile on their face and always got a kind word for you, right? When you're coming
right
through for the patrons.
Absolutely. That's the heart of the festival is, It's a service of love. It's a labor of love from start to finish. And don't get me wrong, after the festival, those who are involved are absolutely exhausted.
Oh, yes.
They have just completely, exhausted themselves. But it's also that kind of meaningful exhaustion that happens when you're doing something that has a lot of meaning. And that's really what drives the festival.
And there's a giant commercial kitchen in there that any restaurant would be proud to have, and there's a team in there that's been in there for years,
mm-hmm.
and they're like down there in the dungeon,
that's
and they're
right.
working and working and sweating and killing themselves to constantly prepare more food,
that's
food.
Right.
And when they come out of there, they look like they're ready for an intensive care unit,
that's
don't
exactly,
they?
Exactly, they absolutely do. They are
God bless them, right?
Completely exhausted, but it's. It seems to be worth it.
So the dates of the festival, mm-hmm. for those listening, are?
That's right. Yeah, so it is the weekend after Mother's Day every year, but the dates this year are Friday, May 19th to Sunday, May 21st. And the times this year are on Friday, we have 4 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10:30 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I also did want to just mention a nice deal that you can get.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is always good to know. On Friday from 4 to 5:30 p.m., we actually have free admissions. So again, that's Friday 4 to 5:30 p.m. There are no admissions costs. You'll obviously pay for the price of food and things like that. But admissions is
and admission
is
usually
free.
Is I think $5 a person, 12 and under are free.
Yeah, that little piece of information is escaping me at the moment. But correct, you'll be able to save on that. And,
So mom and dad come in there, they're saving $10 walking through the door, and the kids under 12 get in free.
That's right.
So they can utilize their funds to go in and eat and drink, right, Dan?
That's right.
It's more baklava. Beautiful experience.
Well, it's been wonderful having Father Michael here, hasn't it?
Yeah, what I want next year, though, I want you guys to come back here, and I want a list of all the different food, how much of each one that you sold, just to show the pure numbers of that food.
It is remarkable.
I think that those statistics would really be incredible to hear.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking thousands of grape stuffed grape leaves and thousands of skewers
the numbers. I'm sure when she said it would just be incredible.
And if people want to find out about the menu and more details about the Merida Greek Festival, where would they go?
Thank you. Yes, so they will go to www.mariettagreekfestival.com. Pretty simple, straightforward. Marietta with two T's, greekfestival.com, and you can find everything from all the food items, menu items, price of admission, schedule hours, everything like that is all on there.
And it's right on the campus of Holy Transfiguration Greek Orthodox Church on Trickham Road in East Cobb.
That's right, 3431 Trickham Road, Northeast, and you can find us there, and you won't miss it. There are flags and signs everywhere, and we're very, very obvious about where we are.
Father Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for sponsoring the show. Folks, don't forget to get out to the Greek Festival. You will not regret it. It's a wonderful experience. See you there.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to WadeFord.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at WadeFord.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.